He Said, She Said, Lecture 7. Ambiguity and Polysemy. Two Keys to Understanding Language and Gender.
In this lecture, I'm going to build on that hierarchy connection grid that I described in the previous one to go more deeply into the kinds of language that have been described as typifying women and men, but also to strike a note of caution that will help us understand not only how men and women use language, but in the larger sense, how language works. What I want to show is that language is inherently ambiguous, and by ambiguous, I mean that the same words or the same types of words can convey very different meanings, even opposite meanings, and also that language is almost always polysemous. And by polysemous, I mean it has more than one meaning. So just the way polygamy means you have more than one wife, polysemy means more than one meaning. It comes from sem, seem, that is the Latin word for sign. So language is polysemous and ambiguous. It can mean more than one thing, and it can mean many things at once. All the ways of speaking that you've heard me say are used by women or men, typically, also can be found in speakers of the other sex. And what those ways of speaking can do is also ambiguous. It can mean more than one thing, and polysemous. In other words, it can mean many things at once. Among the many meanings that the same words can communicate are the meanings of connection or hierarchy. Let me start with just a quick example, building on something that I said earlier. Early on, I noted that women and girls often use language to show that they're the same, and I gave examples to show how girls value being the same. And I'll give one more example here. This was actually told to me by a lawyer named Jesse Ruiz. Jesse is Mexican-American, and he's married to a Japanese-American woman. One day, he was talking to his whole family, his little girl, she's about 3-4 years old, and two of her brothers. And they were talking about ethnicity and how he was Mexican, the mother was Japanese. And all of a sudden, his little girl began to cry inconsolably. And he asked her what was wrong, and she said, "My mom's Japanese, and my brothers are Japanese, and I'm Japanese, and you're not." And he was really taken aback, and he said, "Do you want me to be Japanese, too?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Okay, I'll be Japanese, too." And then she was happy. She wanted them all to be the same. But sameness is not always perceived as a positive thing. If we're looking at it on the connection distance dimension, then we might say, it's not positive if you don't want to be close to that person. But if you look at it from the hierarchy dimension, claiming sameness can seem to be a put-down. And that really occurred in a conversation between a husband and wife. So the husband had said, "I'm really tired. I didn't sleep well last night." And the wife said, "I didn't sleep well either. I never do." And the husband said, "Why are you trying to belittle me?" And the wife said, "I'm not. I'm just trying to show I understand." I have found that in reacting to this example, some people think the husband's out of his mind and some think the wife is out of her mind. From his point of view, he was tired, he didn't sleep well, and he wanted to keep that as his own experience. And when she said, "I didn't sleep well, I never do," it was almost as if she was trying to say, it doesn't matter, you didn't sleep well because I don't sleep well every night. So my situation is much worse and yours hardly matters at all. And I think that's what was going on in his mind, saying, "Why are you trying to belittle me, put me down?" To her, this made no sense at all. She was so obviously just trying to show that she understood.